As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove. And there's a revolution in the air all across the globe. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, October the 19th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at July, Monday through Friday, as we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is still William Roberts. I got good news. Well, got news anyway. Hard facts, that's for sure. Workable solutions for you, where we can find them, when we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are most certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com and engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014. Join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net, 1L there. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647, that postal zip zone. A big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. While carrying the broadcast this morning, we thank you for doing so. Our call in number remains again, 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. Precious metals traverse a narrow band in choppy trading climate. Talk about that in the market report. Ron Paul's balanced budget shames the pack. Globalist bankers firing blanks. It's all in the news browser this morning. The original government, Sir Francis Hutcheson, dicey, smoot. We'll go back in and cover those topics as well today, and we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago found gold trading off $1.50 at $1,653.60 a troy ounce in the gold bullion swap market there. Silver off a penny at $32.03. Platinum off $2 at $1,528. And palladium up $3 at $624 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,643.20 for a low, $1,664.80 for a high. You're looking at about a $20 spread in there. But at $1,653.20, your gold is up $318.60 year-to-year for a 23.86% return on your investment in Arum, that beautiful, precious, noble metal. The boys in London this morning, the London Price Fixers, the London Gold Fix, they came in at $1,651. We've been trading right on top of that all morning. And the SPDR gold shares, again, no change, no change, and no change. They claim this morning to be holding 1,227.51 metric tons of gold in their electronic treasure chest, that spider on the corner of the web, valued at $64.4 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closing up 180 to 11,577. The NASDAQ closed up 43 at 2657. And the S&P 500 closed up as well at 1,225. Crude oil this morning up 44 cents at $88.78 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, we are back on our Wednesday, October the 19th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as the Greeks burn down the house. Anyway, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. You can always find us on the internet at becomevocallocal.com. You can find all of our archives carefully stashed away and neatly indexed for you daily at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. And you can call in throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. Please make a note of it. I don't repeat it very often, but you're always welcome to call in. If you got something on your mind, don't hesitate. Do it. Anyway, after trading again out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, did find gold trading down $1.50 at $16.53.60. Silver off a penny at $32.03, he said distractedly as he scrolls over here to check some live stuff happening right now. We find gold up a buck at $16.54. The Dow is already off six at $11,571. The NASDAQ is now down 23 at $26.34. And the S&P 500 off three at $12.23 in active trading in New York City. Again, the crude oil this morning up 44 cents at $88.78 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels. Light sweet crude, West Texas Intermediate delivered at Cushing Hub, Oklahoma. The USDX, the dollar index this morning, off 37 basis points at 76.78. Of course, that impacts it. Everybody in the foreign exchange rates are green for this morning. in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement trade-weighted basket of currencies. We find the Canadian loonie up 70 basis points at 99 cents U.S., nearing that parity peg once again. The Mexican peso finally up on top of the taco, looking for a little bit of refried beans, up 43 basis points at 8 cents U.S. The euro this morning up 89 basis points at $1.39. The British pound up 90 basis points at $1.59. And that Swiss franc up 10 at $1.11. The bond market this morning, the bonded indebtedness, the U.S. Treasuries, the yield on the two-year Treasuries at 0.27%, continuing to climb out of the basement. The 10-year up at 2.21, and the 30-year at 3.21. And of course, in the fixed-rate mortgage market, the national average, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, really, that's the way to go, folks. That's the way to go. You can get your payments done in half the time for a fraction of the interest dunnage. Anyway, moving up a little bit more, continuing this upward trend in the 15-year, moving up from 3.36% to 3.46%. The 30-year this morning moves up from 4.18% a month ago. Oops, it went the other way. Moving down from 4.18% a month ago to 4.17, almost an imperceptible change this morning. The gold-to-silver ratio, it'll take you 51.64 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Anyway, let's jump over, take a peek at the economy calendar and get this thing into high gear for this morning, Wednesday, October the 19th, EconoDay.com, Bloomberg.com, economic calendar. You can find it either direction. We look and see that yesterday we had the, during the broadcast, international capital came out, the housing market index came out. We'll go to that one in a moment. Today, this morning, the mortgage bankers' purchase apps are out. Consumer price index, the CPI report, we've got that for you. Housing starts as well. Later today, the petroleum status report will be out. The beige book will be out later this afternoon. We'll cover those tomorrow. Jobless claims will be out tomorrow, as well as the Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index and the existing home sales. So much more to come still yet this week in the economic basket. The housing market index, here's the report off of EconoDay. It says good news, which is rare, is coming out of the housing sector this morning as home builders report sizable improvements so far this month. Of course, stick around. Numbers will change next week. But it sounds good, doesn't it? So let's run with it. The housing market index jumped 4 points in October to 18. Although a still depressed level, but the highest level in nearly a year and a half, the components show strong monthly gains led by future sales. Components. It'd be like what? Vinyl siding? Fiberglass roofing? Concrete? Well, yeah, that's what they say anyway. But the National Association of Home Builders, which compiles a report, notes that gains are concentrated in select markets where economic recovery is starting to take hold and where foreclosure activity is relatively subdued. Overall, the association warns that builders are facing downward pricing pressure from foreclosed homes at the same time that costs for building materials are on the rise. There's no significant early reaction to today's report. So inflation's kicking in, the glut of foreclosed homes. We still haven't seen the end of the foreclosed homes being dumped on this market. The banks have been hanging on to them. The weeds are growing high. They're getting tired of having to pay contractors to come by and do the mowing, and those houses are going to get dumped on the market. We could expect them to be flowing in throughout all of 2012. The mortgage bankers' purchase applications gives us the other side of the story. You go out for a ride with your real estate agent, peering through the crusty windshield, and you see all this pickets, like picket fencing along the streets of all the houses that are for sale. But after you finally decide that this one will probably be no worse than any of the other ones you've looked at, you go to the bank and you sit down and you sign away your life and create voluminous amounts of interest for federal banks. Anyway, in the Columbus Day shortened week, looking for an excuse, that'll do, of October the 14th, application activity for home mortgages fell a very steep 14.9%. Not good. The headlines, two components, show a 16.6% drop for refinancing applications and an 8.8% drop for purchase applications. The federal holiday is one likely factor behind the decline, as is a rise in the interest rates, with the average 30-year loan up 8 basis points to 4.25%. And that's the story. So just take it for what it's worth, folks. It was a time to take advantage of these very low interest rates, but really, all in all, they are not going very fast in the direction. Consumer price index, headline inflation, you know, they're worried about that. They got to have a little inflation. They want about 2%. That's what keeps the CPI doing really well. Anyway, inflation this morning. Headline inflation for the consumer remained on the warm side, while core inflation softened. The consumer price index in September increased 0.3%, following a 0.4% the jump the month before. The latest number matched the consensus forecast, excluding food and energy. They always take that out, you know. Those are the two things that I can afford. Food and diesel for my pickup truck. After that, I'm broke. The CPI posted a mild 0.1% boost after rising 0.2% in August. Gosh, they got to have sharp pencils to keep track of all these decimals. Turning to major components, energy increased a strong 2%. Yeah. After rising 1.2% in August. Yeah, that's right. We went through the heating season. I had about 2.5 days before we had to dive for the heaters. Got my sweater on this morning, trying to stay warm in Missouri. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at OracleBroadcasting.com.
And so closing out this very important CPI, the Consumer Price Index, they say year on year, overall CPI inflation rose to 3.9% from 3.8% seasonally adjusted in August. The core rate held steady at 2% on a year-ago basis. On an unadjusted year-ago basis, the headline number was up 3.9% in September, and the core was up 2.0%. Today's report was more encouraging than yesterday's PPI report. That would be the producer's price index. However, energy and food components are remaining stubbornly strong despite softening in the core. Well, yes, it is. Food and energy. It's all energy, isn't it? The whole universe is energy, baby. Housing starts. September housing data appears in part to be coming off hurricane effects in August as starts jumped and permits eased back. But strength also appears to be more broad-based than this effect. Housing starts in September rebounded a sharp 15% after declining 7.0% the month before. So, with all the tornadoes through the summer, and the windstorms along the East Coast and elsewhere, and the fires down in Texas, yeah, I would imagine there's going to be a flurry of building as people try and regain what they had before Uncle Suck and his magic weather machine came in and turned our lives into a living hell. Anyway, let's go into this one. EcoSense receives funding from Bain Capital for LED lighting. That's right, EcoSense. You know, that's one of the problems with this nonsensical EcoSense and other things like that. The green agenda, the green meanies, yeah, they always require a lot of money. Money. You can have free energy, all right, if you got enough money to float it. Andrew Herndon writing this brief report, EcoSense Lighting Incorporated, a closely held provider of energy-efficient LED fixtures. You know, they make out such lousy lighting. Have you ever noticed that? You go out at night with an LED flashlight and you wish you had your old trusty. No, that's not a number two pencil, Captain. Yeah, anyway, your old trusty handheld torch. Yeah, yes. It's crazy, too. I don't know about many of you ever done any coon hunting. Get your mind out of that. Coon hunting, raccoons, you know, raccoons up the tree with the hounds. You go out with these LED jobs and you get a raccoon up a tree and you're ready to pop around into it and you can't get any eye shine. Have you noticed that, gentlemen? You ever seen that before? You put your LED headlamp on and you flash it up there and there's no eye shine. You get your old incandescent type of a bulb and you flash it up there and you can see the back of that raccoon's brain just as clear as a bell, and what a picture it is. You know what I mean? EcoSense disclosed the Series B funding in a filing today. What are they doing? They received $13 million in venture capital financing led by Bain Capital Ventures. Well, financing LED lighting fixtures. That's going to be the bane of our future, no doubt about it. Spot silicone, polysilicone, falls 5.9% on the week. The 3813 Energy Trend says, what's this one about polysilicone? Well, that's your solar panels. You would think that this would be good news, but they're painting it as bad news. You would think that as spot polysilicone falls, the price of a solar panel would fall with it, but that doesn't make investors happy. Ben Stills and Stefan Nicola, writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg, the spot price of polysilicon, the raw material for most solar panels, fell 5.9% on an oversupply of the modules, according to data from Energy Trends. So we're anticipating people rushing out, you know, for all these green jobs, putting up solar panels and things like that. But, jeez, they just got a glut of them. Average prices were $38.13 a kilogram. 2.2 pounds for $38.13 in the week to today, compared with $40.51 a week ago. The Taipei Beast researcher said on its website, the average selling price of multicrystalline silicone wafers produced from raw silicone, one of the most abundant, if not the most abundant element on the planet, dropped 10% to $1.53 each. Well, while solar cells made from wafers fell 6.7% to 62 cents a watt. What? A watt. Energy Trends said, just getting cheaper and cheaper. Polysilicon makers have seen spot prices slide 48% since March as demand, that's the whole thing about sustainable development, you know, it's all based on demand. It's all based on demand. You've got to shore up, you've got to prop up something that otherwise would fall on its own accord. The demand for the environmental and developmental concerns products, including solar panels. Anyway, since March, as demand for solar panels fell amid subsidy cuts in Germany and Italy. You see, it has to be sustained. It has to be propped up. It has to be shored up. That's what the real meaning of sustainable development is. It can't stand on its own. It's not self-reliant. It has to be sustained by you, by me, and by all the ratepayers in Germany and Italy. Companies that fashion polysilicone into wafers and then sells for panels are pushing down the cost of the material as they seek to claw back profit from polysilicone makers after a supply surplus weighed on prices for their goods. So they're out there clawing around in the marketplace. Quite the picture, visually. Polysilicone prices keep sliding, and there's no sign of a slowdown or even an end. Each further drop is a concern to investors. Håkon Levy, an Oslo-based, well, I would imagine he probably wears a yarmulke, an Oslo-based analyst at DNB Nano ASA, DNB NOR, in a telephone interview. Håkon Levy, I guess you can find him everywhere. Polysilicon wafer producer, Wacker Chemie. Wacker Chemie. Paired gains in Frankfurt, they gotta change their name, trading up 0.4% at 70. Wacker Chemie. Chemie. Wacker Chemie. AG. Wacker Chemie? Sounds like a personal lubricant to me. Anyway, trading up 0.4% at 78.95 euros as of 12:50 p.m. local time after earlier advancing 3.6%. All these numbers. Confuses me. The decline in polysilicone prices may force the biggest producers to cut charges for clients tied into long-term contracts as the oversupply ravages the industry. That's not good. We got to keep the prices up. Maybe they should reduce some of the suppliers, create a monopoly. That way they could have a monopoly on free energy. That's what they really want anyway. Last week, prices for the material tumbled the most since June. I hate to think that they would ever be able to manufacture polysilicone wafers for free energy. Anyway, all of that compares with a 5.8% drop in the BNEF polysilicone price index a week earlier. That's the story. Don't keep your fingers crossed, folks. It's not coming anytime soon to you. Ex-Im Bank, to lend Vietnam $1 billion for the Mekong wind power plant. So after we blew the hell out of the Mekong Delta, lost 500,000 or young men and women over there fighting in Vietnam, now we're over there loaning billions for wind power. We're bringing Don Quixote's wind power to the rice paddy. Bloomberg writing this brief note, the U.S. Export-Import Bank signed an agreement with Vietnam Development Bank to lend the Southeast Asian country $1 billion to build the wind power plant in the Mekong Delta. But you couldn't get a loan to buy a house today, probably. And if you were a small businessman, don't expect to expand your capital with a loan anytime soon. The Export-Import Bank, they got no money for you, but they got $1 billion for the Vietnamese.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Verki water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Verki dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Verki guy offers amazing specials for Verki water filtration systems. The Verki light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Verki light system today, complete with two black Verki elements for only $231, and the Verki guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Verki light, the Verki guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Verki guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Well, I guess we got off easy with the environmental news. Let's go into the meat and potatoes of the broadcast here. Wall Street's 1% meets $2 billion seeking answers. This is by William Pesek. Generally stay away from these opinion pieces because, as we all know, opinions are too much like elbows. We're all born with more than one, and they're easily bent to suit whatever purpose is at hand. But it's all about location, location, and location, as they say in real estate. Protests, too. There are more obvious places for Tokyo's Occupy Wall Street protest to converge on Saturday than the nightlife district of Roppongi. Of course, it was cool, man. It's a great place to hang out. Why hang around the banking place when you hang around with the bimbos, right? Instead of activists chose the city's hedonistic melting pot of hipsters, strippers, gangsters, expatriates, and bankers. Wow. Not just any bankers. Goldman Sachs ones who work in the swanky Roppongi Hills complex. Amid the hundreds of activists, I saw signs saying, "No greed, taxiderm the rich." And my favorite, held by a 20-something woman, "Stop vampire squids." It was a reference to Goldman Sachs. I love beating these guys up. Gary Cohen, Lloyd Boyne. It was a reference to Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., which was labeled a great vampire squid wrapped around the face of humanity in a 2009 article in a Rolling Stone magazine. For better or worse, Asians see Goldman Sachs both as the gold standard of investment banks and a byword for how incestuous ties between banks and governments concentrate wealth in the hands of a few. Ain't that the truth? When this sentiment reaches egalitarian Japan, you know it has legs. Like-minded protests are popping up in Australia, Hong Kong, India, New Zealand, the Philippines, South Korea, and Taiwan. One plant in Singapore was preempted by the police, however. Those who dismiss the groundswell of anger thousands of miles from New York do so at their own peril, and those seeking clarity on Occupy Wall Street's focus and goals can find it in Asia. Yeah, you could even find it probably in communist China. The widening gap between the rich and the poor is threatening the very tenets of capitalism and democracy. Now, wait a minute. Hit the reverse button there. Rewind. Capitalism and democracy? No, no, no. The widening gap between the rich and poor is threatening the very tenets of modern fascism in the technotalitarian state that we live in today. Nothing to do with capitalism, and certainly democracy was just a lead-in to the socialism that besets us today. We'll talk about that in a minute when we get into Ron Paul's plan to restore America. Those who dismiss this groundswell of anger thousands of miles from New York do so again at their own peril. Lopsided Asia? Asia's development is becoming more and more lopsided. You know, fascism knows no ethnic or racial boundaries. Economies growing 5% or 7% a year fail to distribute the spoils with any semblance of balance. What is this, a redistribution of the wealth scheme? The well-off and the politically connected get more and more, while everyone else feels left behind. The name of a book, wasn't it? Timothy LaHaye. Did he write those? The Left Behind series? Anyway, as the world slides anew towards recession, this rich-poor deficit will expand. Well, yeah, in the new feudalism, there will be lords of the manor. This region could be as wealthy as Europe by the middle of this century. It's not because Europe's standards, living standards are falling as we speak, but because Asia is booming. To get there, ASEA must address poverty, make economic opportunities accessible to all, attack corruption, improve education and healthcare, and encourage entrepreneurship. In other words, they're screwed. If they can pull that off, that will be a bit of a miracle. Anyway, the price for dragging its feet in recent years can be counted on the streets, where protesters are becoming more vocal local. Isn't that cool? How prescient. Well, you were years ahead of your time. Their numbers are modest so far, but the power of social media ensures crowds will grow. Expect demands ranging from the establishment of a 40-hour work week, more equitable pay and benefits, and better health, safety, and environmental standards. See, over here, the demands are they want $20 an hour and they want to work 6 days a week, right? No. But they want to stop working 6 days a week in Asia and get down to somewhere around 40 hours. Maybe they would like to see some minimum wage laws, you know? So they're just basically covering the same ground we covered 100 years ago in America. Of course, Asia's rich, like the status quo. Most in the region get wealthy via rising stock and property prices, while protesters rail against the huge bonuses the bankers receive. Asia's nouveau riche would probably prefer even bigger ones. That way, you keep the top end of the market, which protesters call the 1%, happy with larger and larger bonuses, and all's well. On the ground, things look very different as economies slow. Asians are still miffed at the events of 2008, when over-leverage and irresponsible policies in the West led to a financial crisis that damaged regional markets and living standards. Well, this article just goes on and on and on. Verbiage, verbosity. But we forget all about the really important thing going on in here, in my opinion, and that's outsourcing and offshoring. You know, they wouldn't have these jobs, they wouldn't be having their problem in Asia if it hadn't been for the destruction of the Western countries and the developed countries' economies as we transferred all of our wealth to them. Now they have a chance to look at Goldman Sachs in the pinstripe suits and those fellows, you know? Now they get to feel a little bit of the pain as they move forward. Well, let's go on and take a little bit more. The U.S. Capitol, this ought to really tick you off, Dorothy. U.S. Capitol now richer than Silicon Valley. You know where the money's made? Washington, D.C., the District of Creeps and Criminals. Talk about pink striped suits and shysters. Well, you'll find them here. Frank Bass and Timothy Homan. Oh, man, get down, dude. Writing this one for Bloomberg. Federal employees whose compensation averages more than $126,000. That's right. So I'll just do the moonwalk into Monday and come back again. Federal employees whose compensation averages more than $126,000. Just take a look at your tax statement the next time you participate in that game. And understand what it is that you're paying for. And the nation's greatest concentration of lawyers, the original 13th Amendment would clean out that den of vipers, wouldn't it? Helped Washington edge out San Jose as the wealthiest U.S. metropolitan area government data shows. You know, if they were only in session for a month or two a year, like the founders originally envisioned, maybe getting together only once every 2 or 3 years, we wouldn't have this problem, but it's become a full-time obsession, not even an occupation. They're obsessed with it all. The U.S. Capitol has swapped top spots with Silicon Valley. I'm talking about rules, regulations, taxes, licenses, privileges. There's the problem. The U.S. Capitol has swapped top spots with Silicon Valley. They don't really produce anything. They just suck, don't they? Parasites. Like wood ticks in the middle of your back in the summertime, sucking your blood out of your body, turning into the size of a ripe pea. The figures demonstrate how the nation's political and financial classes are prospering as the economy struggles with unemployment above 9%. And thousands of Americans protest in the streets against income disparity, said Kevin Zeese, the director of Prosperity Agenda, a Baltimore-based advocacy group trying to narrow the divide between the rich and the poor. Prosperity Agenda. That would be one to throw into your browser. They got a hot link here on the article to open that website. Kevin Zeese. Advocacy group trying to narrow the divide between the rich and the poor. This is one of those probably far-left socialist or progressives. There's a gap that's isolating Washington from the reality of the rest of the country. Well, there's truth to that. They get more and more out of touch. And that's the truth. You know, we could save a lot of money. Instead of trying to erect an Israeli-style wall on our southern border, we could just put an impenetrable wall around Washington, D.C. and turn off the lights. That would pretty well solve the problem, wouldn't it? Total compensation for federal workers, including health care and other benefits, last year averaged $126,369. That's an average. I mean, look at I wonder what the highest is. Of course, we all know what the lowest is. They're the ones that answer the telephone when you try and call your congressman or the Capitol switchboard. Hello? Hello? Who's this? Who's this?
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hey, America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into Truth Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
So once more, looking at the right place to go with your Occupy This movement, this is definitely the place to go. Wall Street, you know, you can bring all of the list of demands that you want, really, honestly. You stand down at the bottom of Goldman Sachs' huge tower, or you can go over and stand around in front of J.P. Morgan Chase or Morgan Stanley or even, you know, the New York Fed. But they're not in charge of that sort of stuff, you know. You can present your demands, but they don't give a damn what your grievances are. They have no power to change it. You're redressing your grievances in the wrong place. You need to take it to K Street. In recent years, Washington has attracted more lobbyists and firms with an interest in the health care overhaul and financial regulations signed into law by President Barry the Usurper, according to local business leaders. You see? once they start pouring corn in the trough, people, all the little piglets come in. You know the kind of piglets we're talking about. I'll leave that to Charlie. Wall Street has moved to K Street, said Barbara Long, president and chief executive officer of the D.C. Chamber of Commerce, referring to the Washington Street that's home to the prominent lobbying firms. Those two industries clearly have grown in our city. Still, household income fell even in Washington by 0.8% last year, to get ready for this, boo-hoo, from $85,168 in the San Jose area, home to Cupertino-based Apple, Inc., Cisco, and Costanza. Income dropped to $83,944. Median income in both metro areas has been falling since 2008, when it reached a record in each place. the 4.7% drop in Silicon Valley during that period was three times larger than the Washington region's 1.5% fall. The flow of federal dollars in and around the nation's capital helped the region weather the economic slump better than most areas and is contributing to its recovery. So, a couple of years ago, I was talking to Chapman on the telephone one day on air. I asked him whether there were going to be limited pockets of prosperity here, there, and everywhere. And he goes, nope, 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 nope. You know, the hindsighter is like that, pretty well set in his ways. But as we can see, there are limited pockets of prosperity here, there, and everywhere in the middle of all of this recession, depression, hyperinflation. And one of those pockets of prosperity is Washington, D.C. The region did experience a shorter, shallower recession than San Jose, said Kara Klein, a Washington analyst at Moody Analytics in Westchester, Pennsylvania. The federal government stepped in to take efforts to dampen the recession. It was focused to some extent in the D.C. area as well. Given the presence of federal workers there and contractors, that insulated it from more of a downturn. So they live high on the hog on your tax dollars, and we get the hind tee. King, that would be Mervyn. King, that's not the same as the king of beers and the king of burgers yesterday. King says, quote, time is running out. Well, I agree with you there, King. Your time on this planet may very well be running out. King says time is running out in a battle with sovereign debt imbalances. Jennifer Ryan, Scott Hamilton writing this one for Bloomberg. Bank of England governor, or gouverneur, Mervyn King said the global recovery is faltering and time is running out for authorities to reduce imbalances and strengthen banks as the young boys poured out into the streets with ball bats. Well, I added that. In 2008-2009, it was easy to coordinate international action in the group of 20 economies. This is the problem. He's got his blinders on. He's living in voluntary ignorance and willful oblivion. He doesn't want to see the problem. Of course, Ron Paul sees the problem, but he doesn't want to see the problem. Coordinating international action. You see, it's the internationalists and the globalists that are the problem. But they don't like to see that, don't want to recognize it. In the face of a collapse in world trade, even faster than that in the 1930s, countries need no persuasion of the necessity of policy stimulus. Now remember, Mervyn King is a Bank of England gouverneur, kind of like a Benjamin Bernanke, right? And what are they talking about here? The necessity of policy stimulus. So there's going to be more quantitative easing, and this time it's going to happen on the other side of the puddle. But it has proved much harder to form a consensus on how to tackle the underlying problems. The problem there is consensus meetings, dialogue to consensus, moving towards predetermined outcomes. They already want to accomplish their outcome, which is to destroy the global economy. And so they're going to do that by injecting more and more and more and more debt into it. King said monetary policy, now here's the underline. This audience is wise to this, all right? We know the difference between fiscal policy now and monetary policy. Monetary policy is the domain of the central bankers, the banks of last resort, the lenders of last resort. King said monetary policy is limited in its capacity to revive the UK's quote-unquote reluctant recovery as governments delayed dealing with underlying imbalances between countries with current account surpluses and deficits. Now, be careful. You want to be careful about having an account surplus today because they're looking to give everybody a haircut. Anyway, he continues and he says here that they met on November the 3rd and King said the global economy needs a bold response. Well, bold response? Everybody's getting bold now. Bold response. Timmy Geithner used those words. Ron Paul used those words. But you know, really, if you listen to the Bloomberg debates the other night on the economy, I think that Herman Cain used the term bold response about as often as he used 999 plan. Without a rebalancing of spending in the world economy, a struggle between debtor and creditor countries will inflict economic pain on everyone. We acted together in 2009. We can do so again. Yeah. Now, just put that one up on your tote board. A rebalancing of spending in the world economy. Struggle between debtor and creditor countries. Debtor and creditor countries. A transparent recognition of losses and a substantial injection of additional capital are necessary to restore market what? Success? Stability? Continuance? No. Market confidence. It's a confidence game, you see. Market confidence. Substantial injection of additional capital. All right, they got the big needle out, and it's filled with dollars. As the euro area debt crisis roiled financial markets, the Bank of England raised the ceiling for so-called quantitative easing to £275 billion or £430 billion from £200 billion on October the 6th. Stimulus, quantitative easing, substantial injections. Wow. These guys are serious. King justified the expansion by arguing that while inflation accelerated to 5.2% in September, it will slow sharply next year as the impact from oil prices and a sales tax increase fades. Mervyn? Somebody needs to put Mervyn King out to pasture, you know? Maybe he could go out and tend John Maynard Keynes' gravesite. That would be good for Mervyn King. And that way he would understand that's not going to work. Without monetary stimulus, low interest rates, and large asset purchases, there's risk that growth will stall and inflation fall below our symmetric 2% target, King said. For the time being, a significant degree of policy stimulus is appropriate to support demand. Demand for what? Demand for policy stimulus? Without monetary stimulus? He's making quite the convincing argument, isn't he? Are you convinced yet? While the central bank's buying of government bonds will benefit all companies. Huh? Central banks. The central banks convinced the Crown and Parliament assembled to go deeper and deeper into debt. And then the central bank turns around and finances that debt. And they make their percentiles of interest. And it's like the McDonald's principle, you know, billions and billions served. They don't have to make a killing on every hamburger that goes out the door. They just need to make 2 cents. And that way they lard their pockets up and, why, the city will be just as prosperous, another one of those pockets of prosperity, as Washington, the District of Creeps, criminals, gangsters, lawyers, apparently, and lobbyists. King said some governments in Asia and the euro area significantly contributed to the problems in the global economy over the last two decades by trying to fix exchange rates without putting in place mechanisms to ensure that competitiveness could be rebalanced by other means. Well, lots of words there, lots of words.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our wedding-ness day on October the 19th, 2011, to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Back into the news basket, a couple more stories, then we'll get into some other stuff. European banks vow $1 trillion shrinkage. You love their language? On one side, we're doing injections, quantitative easing, and the European banks are vowing to cut $1 trillion. They're a $1 trillion shrinkage. Wonder who's going to shrink first. European banks assuring investors that they can weather the sovereign debt crisis by selling assets, reducing lending. May not be able to raise money fast enough to prevent government forced recapitalization. Of course, selling assets and reducing lending is part of Ron Paul's plan to restore America. I wonder if they were talking to Ron. Might have been following his work. I don't know. Maybe they went up and talked to the economists, the Austrian School of Economics. Perhaps, maybe. Banks in France, the UK, Ireland, Germany, and Spain have announced plans to shrink by about 775 billion euros. I wouldn't want to be standing close to the building, man. That could be awful. I wonder how much they will shrink. Anyway, the next 2 years, reduce short-term funding needs and comply with tougher regulatory capital requirements, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. Morgan Stanley predicts that amounts could reach 2 trillion euros. That's a lot of shrinkage. A lack of buyers and the loss of lenders based on loan sales are making those targets unrealistic. Lack of buyers and the loss of lenders. It takes two to tango. There's always two sides to every trade. You got to have the buyers and you got to have the sellers. And if the lenders are losing their butt and there's no buyers in the market, things are going to get mighty slow. In retail land, asset sales are impractical in the current environment. What would you sell? What would you sell? Every bank is selling and no bank is buying. It just won't work. Beyond that, the magnitude of the cuts the banks are talking about is nowhere near the likely required amount of deleveraging. They can't sell fast enough. Ever wonder why the precious metals are under such enormous pressure these days? They need to reduce hundreds of billions more to adjust to the new world order. Oh my. Who wrote this again? Anne Sylvain Chassani and Liam Vaughn, as Doug Owens like to say, golf claps to you. They need to reduce hundreds of billions more to adjust to the new world order. There has to be a recapitalization. So it's part of the plan here. Reducing hundreds of billions more is going to be the picture of the new world order. Boosting capital? European Union leaders are seeking to boost bank capital as investors prove reluctant to provide short-term funding. I won't give you a nickel. In part, because of concerns that lenders face more write-downs of sovereign debt from Greece and other European nations. You know, you got to have a write-on to have a write-down. And if you don't have any write-ons, you can't do any write-downs. and they don't like it, and they're concerned. And they've got a reason to be concerned. They may require that banks increase core capital to 9% of risk-weighted assets. Again, goes back to our study of accounting. We're on the one side of the balance scale, you've got assets. On the other, you have liabilities. And they want the banks to increase their core capital. But unfortunately, even their core capital is made out of funny money.
That the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Well, we'll go just a little bit further here on our Wednesday, October the 19th, 2011, two-hour broadcast. Welcoming back our listeners from the top of the hour news and weather break right here on Become Vocal Local. You can jump into the chat room at becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. You can go over to TalkStream Live and click on it 300 times and move me up to the top of the list. Well, that'd be cool. That would work. You can call in at 866-841-1065 to weigh in, or you can send me an email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, and your emails are welcome as well. Get a lot of email traffic from the listeners. That we do. Back to this discussion. Again, European banks vow $1 trillion shrinkage. That's right. They're trying to, they need to reduce hundreds of billions more to adjust to the new world order. We're all trying to adjust to the new world order. Unfortunately, they'd like to get rid of a few billion of us too. There has to be recapitalization. How about decapitalization? Let's go into the City of London and do a little bit of decapitalizing. You say that on air? I guess you can. Banks in Europe may need 150 billion euros to 230 billion euros of additional capital to meet the requirements. God, I could use a couple of billion euros myself. You're going to spread it around. Send some over here. It's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo. All right? 65647. Just send it to that U.S. citizen out here in rural America. We'd really love to receive your billions of euros. We'll take them. We'll find a way to spend them, too. I'll spend them in a circulation, I promise. We won't hoard any of your billions of euros. Ackerman Boughton, banks whose shares are measured at... Forget about it. Since private investors will certainly not be providing the funds for such a recapitalization, governments would ultimately have to raise such funds themselves. How do they do that? At the barrel of a gun, with a jackboot on your throat, they go into your wallet and they extract what they need. You know, redistribution of wealth, a little here, a little there, and soon it adds up to real money. Let's go to the next one. Greece has trouble. All right? You're going to need to take a page out of Israel's playbook. They're going to have to bring in Walt Disney to spruce up Greece. All right? They got Disney World going over there in the land of the holy, in the big people of the book. They need to do that over there in Greece, too. This article by Greg Kopetis off of Bloomberg, writing this morning. Greece's $473 billion debt mirrors crisis in cultural assets. It starts off with this simple sentence. Plato doesn't live here anymore. No, he doesn't. A pack of feral cats chases the rodents that run past the gypsy squatters who inhabit the bleak 32-acre Athens Park that masks the birthplace of Western civilization. Alexandro Stanis says what's interred beneath the debris illustrates both the solution to Greece's 345 billion euro sovereign debt crisis and why his country roils in catastrophe. That actually was catastrophe, but I like Rob Chata's word much better. Catastrophe. I like to use it whenever I can. Let's just go ahead and merge the disaster with the catastrophe and get right to it. Economic policies, here's the quote, politics, philosophy. Wow. Economics, politics, philosophy? Sounds they ought to like they ought to be listening to Become Vocal Local. Everything that empowers our reasoning and ability to solve today's problems. Baby. Wow. Right up my line. Economics, politics, philosophy, everything that empowers our reasoning and ability to solve today's problems was born here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's what he said. This is the original holy ground. Baby, ain't it? You send those donations in faith. P.O. Box 96 out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. This morning we have a special on prayer cloths. This is the original holy ground. Well, I agree with him on that. Stannis says, walking across the garbage that covers the buried foundation of the 387 B.C. intellectual incubator, quote, this is what we Greeks have allowed to happen to our ultimate metaphor for excellence, close quote. Well, you had a lot of help along the way. There are some people that just don't understand logos, you know, and you can't even lead them to it. Stanis, 40, says that Plato's Academy, discovered by a private archaeologist in the late 1920s, is one of hundreds of forlorn historic sites and destitute museums that generations of Greek politicians of all persuasions have failed to turn into attractions with the marketing clout of Versailles, the academic distinction of Harvard University, or the influential draw of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The World Economic Forum sells itself as Plato's Academy in the Swiss village, Stanis says. You're standing on the original WEF, the original Harvard, but I can't envision global leaders coming here for enlightenment and inspiration. Not true it is. Everybody's worried about Plato's Republic, you know? They're worried about the cave analogy. Willing to throw out the baby with the bathwater, you know? Athens is a tourism black hole. It shouldn't be. The days of the minister of culture handing out money to his friends are over. Yet time is running out for the vigorous fishing industry executive tapped by Prime Minister George Papandreou in 2008 to buff up the city's decrepit government-owned museums. I don't know. I think there's an awful lot to Greece that we don't know about. And I'd sure like to find out more about it as well. Anyway, as long as the people in the book keep crumbling it down, as long as there's a continuous war between the theologians and the age of reason, we'll just have to deal with it. You know, humanism, a pernicious weed. You know, the idea of understanding grammar, learning logic, rhetoric, becoming adroit and expert in law, and then spreading it among all the people. That's scary. That's real scary to the master blasters. U.S. needs a second productivity miracle in 15 years. Now they're calling for miracles on Bloomberg. Wow. Alexander Kowalski and Elon Colette, writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg. The world's largest economy may need its second miracle in 15 years. Somebody tell me what the first miracle was. I missed it. Somebody's feet set down on the Mount of Olives or something. As waning productivity growth sets the stage for slower income gains, fewer job opportunities, and larger federal deficits in the U.S., worker output per hour has fallen for two consecutive quarters. Well, you know, as they said in the Soviet Union, they pretend to pay as we pretend to work. Worker output per hour has fallen. See, you can't do that. That impacts productivity. You got to make more widgets, more of them, faster, more. The first back-to-back decline since 2008, Labor Department revisions show the measure remains below levels typical for this point in the recovery. And they got this mapped out, and we've been down this road before. They got it figured out. They got the chart out. They're going, how come the people aren't turning out more widgets? Crank faster, turn harder. Growing forward, they say. Business efficiency, that's one of the real scary things. You know, you can talk about productivity, you can talk about business efficiency, but the more business efficiency you have and the more productivity you have in the marketplace, the fewer employees you need. That's right. The machines do it all. Put it in that CNC machine and whip out 1,000 of those widgets. Let's go.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
.com
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Just with all this stuff on the browser here, I guess we could probably, in the book stacked up around me, we could probably stay here until midnight, if I could hold out for it. But anyway, we still wouldn't cover it all. Let's go quickly into this last news article and then into a little bit more. View, this is an editorial. View, you can add your comments to the bottom of this and find it up on Bloomberg this morning. View, hidden utility of Paul's balanced budget plan. Wow. A balanced budget plan. He actually has one. Was up at a Ron Paul meetup the other day, or the evening, with some friends, and got a chance to see a lot of the people from 2007, 2008, and was given a copy of Ron Paul's plan to restore America. Didn't get a chance to cover it yesterday, the executive summary. But here, Bloomberg beat me to it, I guess, and so did a lot of the other talking heads out there. But here's the article by the editors of Bloomberg. American voters are adept at sending mixed messages to elected officials. None are as confusing as the signals from the heartland over how to fix the federal budget. Excuse me. Wow. The editors need to be reprimanded for this article. You could all jump up on Bloomberg this morning and jump into the comments segment. One of our frequent contributors and a fellow activist here from Missouri, now a writer himself, John Jeremy Harrelson, added a comment to this. So could you? Our comments are open. There's only three comments so far. Maybe you could make it 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll probably be back after the broadcast and add a few of my own P's and Q's. But again, when told that U.S. deficit is now $1.3 trillion, the majority... Boy, that's a small number. Being lied to again, what a shame. The majority of voters enthusiastically embrace the need to cut, cut, cut. But they balk when asked to name specific programs to downsize or lop off, remember? We had the broadcast. I think we did it 2 days in a row, asking the audience to call in and tell us what you would, you know, eliminate out of the system. How would you get started? What would we cut? What would we change? Didn't get any callers, no takers. So I guess at least this part of the article is spot on right. Everyone's talk about it, but then they always balk to name specific programs to downsize or lop off. That's why U.S. Representative Ron Paul, then he says, the libertarian. Wait a minute. That pisses me off. I'm tired of that. We went through that for years. U.S. Representative. Why don't I just say something simple like Texas Congressman Ron Paul, Republican, presidential candidate, performed a valuable public service this week when he unveiled a budget plan that shows exactly what balancing the $3.8 trillion budget through spending cuts would look like. Yes, I'd say he provided a valuable service showing us what it looked like. You just stopped squeaking him out of the media. Maybe he would actually be able to translate his ideas into action steps and show us how it's like to live in a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government once again. Paul's blueprint, released on October the 17th, would balance the books in 3 years. Wow. I say it'll take 12 years to complete Operation Clean Sweep, but this particular blueprint is just a beginning, and a good beginning. That would be his first 3 years. Admirably, He commits real numbers to paper. He does it in just 5 pages. And he spares no one. The healthcare industry, defense contractors, oil and gas companies, federal workers, homeowners, the poor, the middle class, and the rich. Yeah, that's right. It's going to hurt, but let's do it. In broad terms, Paul, and then they put here parenthetically, whose chances of making it to the White House are beyond remote. Yeah. The media blackout. Bloomberg, shame on you. Would force Americans to confront their contradictions. You can go up and look at the politics today. Go ahead, go up and click on it. Bloomberg News, click on the politics session. Romney this, you know, Perry that, Romney this, Romney that, Perry this. Kane, Romney, Perry, Kane. What a bunch of idiots. Mentally direct. Anyway, in broad terms, Paul would force Americans to confront their contradictions by slicing $1 trillion from the budget. In his first year in office, he would eliminate 5 cabinet-level agencies. That's not nearly enough, but I like the ones he chose to start with. Commerce, education, energy, housing and urban development, and interior. I'd like to get rid of the EPA, too. That would be a good thing to do. Just get rid of them. Dump them out. How about the Interstate Commerce Commission? Dump them back into the ocean, too. How about the FCC? Let's pitch them into the water as well. The SEC hasn't been doing their job. Let's fire them all. He would end the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA. Well, no, he says not to end it. He privatizes it. I would get rid of it. He'd pare back most other programs to 2006 spending levels before the financial crisis and the recession pushed up spending by the trillions. I think we ought to go back and reset the clock. As a matter of fact, I'd like to take a card right out of the playbook of the French Revolution. Go all the way back to the time of Rome. Let's go ahead and change the calendar. Let's start over the 21st century. Let's go back and reset the calendar and begin this century by excising everything that happened under Clinton, Bush, and the usurper. Let's get rid of them. Wipe them out. Want to do a little historical revisionism? Let's take all of that legislation, throw it all in the garbage, bring all of our troops home, start over again. Instead of having a century of war, let's try a century of peace for a change. Block grants, congressmen wouldn't stop there. Medicaid would become a block grant to the states, as well as would food stamps, child nutrition, and other income support programs. Block grants. He puts it back where it belongs. If there's any excess left over, if there's any gravy, if there's any cream, you send it to the states. Let the states figure it out. It's not a federal issue in the first place. He would, of course, zero out foreign aid. Why not? Why not? Israel's 60-some years old. If they can't stand on their own feet right now, then it was poorly formed and ill-founded initially. Let it fall over, collapse. It won't. It can live on private donations and we'll get it. At least he's egalitarian about it. If elected, Paul would pay himself a salary equivalent to the median personal income of the American worker, $39,336. If you elect me as president, folks, I'll work for free. I'll even beat Paul on that one. I'll work for free. I'll work for whatever they bring out of the White House kitchen. All right. Damn, they got good food there. You know it. They got the best chef. Of course, I wouldn't trust their chef. They'd poison me. I'd have to bring some friends to cook for me. Maybe get some Amish people to come in. President Paul would also, that sounds good, would also starve the revenue side of the ledger. Corporations would see tax rates drop to 15% from 35%. He would extend all the Bush-era tax cuts, abolish taxes on estates and investment income. He wouldn't end Social Security, but he'd let young people opt out of the retirement program. As for that $1 trillion sitting in the overseas bank accounts of U.S. corporations, Paul said he'd allow the money to come back home tax-free. Well, that's kind of paying the paying the pilfering bandits, you know, for their crimes, treason against his people, offshoring and outsourcing, but there were no way driven to it by our own government. Maybe we could negotiate there, Paul. Anyway, such radical reductions in revenue would make it hard to run the vast federal bureaucracy. Yay! True to his libertarian principles, how about Austin School of Economics. Paul takes care of what problem that problem by trimming the federal workforce by 10% and giving it far less to do. I think we should cut it far more than that. Why don't we cut it by 90%? Cut the federal workforce by 90%. Think of the savings, 90%. In other words, why don't we just make Washington, D.C. the mausoleum of all things Americana? Have tour buses go around, sell knickknacks and trinkets, you know? Pieces of that old rugged Washington monument.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, the commenter is dropping in on the bottom of this article here on Bloomberg. You can certainly jump up and grab it. A couple of comments in there. Three comments are still on there. Hidden utility of Paul's balanced budget plan. Maybe you could jump up there and give Bloomberg a little piece of your mind today as well. We could go on and on in this lengthy article, but we won't. If you want to find out more about Ron Paul's plan to restore America, you can go to RonPaul2012.com, RonPaul2012.com. If any of his stuff makes sense, you know, you might start thinking about getting involved in a Ron Paul meetup group near you. They're out there. They are working. They're back. They're back. Not going to go away either. And remember, ultimately, It's your local voting precinct that makes the most sense. County committee men and county committee women. In each of the 177,000 plus local voting precincts, we need to have a majority position in the established political party system if we really hope to be able to ever have a change or support a presidential candidate of the caliber of Dr. Paul. Back into our discussion from Dan Smoot, a little bit further on the invisible government, and then we're going to jump over and continue with our inquiry into the original of ideas and beauty, of beauty and virtue with Francis Hutcheson. But clearly, emphatically, our Constitution says that the federal government cannot legally do anything which is not authorized by a specific grant of power in the Constitution. This is the one constitutional concept that made the American governmental system different from all others. Well, there were several other points as well, but it's certainly important. The idea of a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government. How novel. It was novel. It was new. And it's just as valid today as it was then. And this was the constitutional proviso which created the American principle of federalism. And there's two sides to that coin. There are the federalist and there are the anti-federalist. The four organic documentos. Begins with the Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, the Northwest Ordinance, and then finally, the Constitution for the United States. The Constitution made no grant or even inferred a grant of power to the federal government for meddling to any extent or for any purpose whatever in the private, cultural, economic, social, educational, religious, or political affairs of the individual citizens, or in the legitimate governmental activities of the individual states, which became members of the federal union. Hence, states could join the federal union without sacrificing the freedom of their citizens. Modern liberalism, quote unquote, which has been continuously in control of the federal government and most of the opinion-forming institutions and media throughout our society since Franklin Delano Roosevelt's first inauguration on March the 4th of 1933, has, by ignoring constitutional restraints, changed our federal government with limited powers into a central government with limitless powers over the individual states and their people. Modern, quote-unquote, liberalism has abandoned American constitutional government and replaced it with democratic centralism, which in fundamental theory is identical with the democratic centralism of the Soviet Union and of every other major nation existing today. We lost that special character, that special nature, what made us different. Right there, March the 4th, 1933. It was possible to enlarge the size of the old American Federal Union without diminishing freedom for the people. When you enlarge the land area and population controlled by democratic centralism, you must necessarily diminish freedom for the people because the problems of centralized government increase with the size of the population and the area which it controls. And if you remember Thomas Paine, wisely, he said, ours will not be a provincial system of government, which, of course, democracies require provinces, city-states, etc. Ours will be continental in scope. They knew how huge this continent was. I don't believe the sextant had been invented yet, but they'd been on both sides of this landmass. They didn't know what the interior held. They'd have to walk across it, and Lewis and Clark and Sacagawea did, all the way across and all the way back, dragging their boat, you know, admiralty and all of that, rot. But they didn't. And again, it says, look at what happened to America since our federal government was converted into a centralized absolutism. The central government in Washington arrogated to itself. I love that. Arrogated to itself. That's right out of my revelation. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. With the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. Wow. There's some food for thought. The central government in Washington arrogated to itself the unconstitutional power and responsibility of regulating the relationships between private employers and their employees, enacting laws which established collective bargaining as national policy, and which to that end gave international unions a virtual monopoly over large segments of the labor market. Now, workers of the world, unite. United we strike. Occupy this. It follows that a minor labor dispute between two unions on the waterfront of New York is no longer a concern only of the people and the police in that neighborhood, a handful of union members who have no grievance whatever against their employers, but who are in jurisdictional struggle with another union, can shut down the greatest railroad systems in the world, throw thousands out of work, and paralyze vital transportation for business firms and millions of citizens all over the nation. And from the inception of this union movement, the unions have been in bed with the capitalists, and we learned that reading the writings of Gustavus Myers in the History of the Great American Fortunes. Hard copy of that sent to us, donated to our library by one of our listeners, and I'm thankful for it. Harry Bridges on the West Coast can order a political demonstration having nothing to do with labor matters and paralyze the economy of half the states. He can run out the unions and pit them against Scott Walker in Wisconsin. They can have sit-ins in the state capitals. Occupy Wall Street. Better check the record on that one, folks. Rights of marriage. Corollaries, degrees of virtue, vice in action. Where should we go in all of this today? Let's pick it up right where we left off. Let's pick it up here. Whence this universal opinion of the divine of goodness, the divine goodness? It's often been taken for granted in these papers, and again now I'm back into an inquiry into the original of our ideas of beauty and virtue by Francis Hutcheson, trying to understand this notion, the pursuit of happiness. He's going somewhere in all of this, by the way. That the deity is morally good. It's been taken for granted that the deity, capital D deity, is morally good. You should see the capitalizations throughout this whole text, his writings. It looks just like the Declaration of Independence. That the deity, capital D, is morally good, though the capital R reasoning is not at all built upon this capital S supposition. If we inquire into the capital R reason of the great capital A agreement of capital M mankind in this capital O opinion, we shall perhaps find no demonstrative arguments a priori from the idea of an independent being. No demonstrative arguments a priori from the idea of an independent being to prove his goodness. Understand this now. But there is abundant probability deduced from the whole frame of nature, which seems, as far as we know, plainly contrived for the good of the whole. And the causal evils seem the necessary concomitants of some mechanism designed for vastly prevalent good. Unusual word, prevalent good. Nay, this very moral sense implanted in rational agents to delight in and admire whatever actions flow from a study of the good of others is one of the strongest evidences of goodness in the author of nature. The laws of nature, nature's God. Oh yeah, I know the religionists would have you tremble in your boots about the guy in the red pajamas. But everything in nature evinces a plan that does point plainly, contrived as it may be, for the good of the whole. Yeah, it's a sad day when a deer gets pulled down by the coyotes. But the coyotes eat. The deer population isn't horrifically damaged by it. They don't seem to complain too long. They struggle. If you've ever seen it happen. But it's part of the system. Apparently, for the good of the whole. Thank you.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Jumping forward back into A.V. Dicey just in the closing moments, perhaps he'll come back and close out Francis Hutcheson's work as well. But here, it says this, hence it was increasingly difficult to prove that England gained any pecuniary advantage from the possession of dependencies, you know, like the colonies, like Canada, like New Zealand, like Australia, like all of the land that is held by the Crown properties. On a global scale, all of those other votes in the United Nations, then the broken up United Kingdom, right? Hence, it was increasingly difficult to prove that England gained any pecuniary advantage from the possession of dependencies. Towards the middle of the 19th century, laissez-faire was the order of the day. In no sphere of action was the trouble saved by leaving things alone more obvious than in England's government of colonies, which, if distance be measured by time, were much farther off from the mother country than they are at present, and which assuredly desired to govern themselves. Drop down a bit. Brougham in 1839, that's his historical sketches, Lord St. Vincent Brougham, described Wolfe's capture of Quebec as an operation, quote, which crowned our arms with imperishable glory and loaded our policy with a burden not yet shaken off, close quote. He cites also with the keenest approval the view of Lord St. Vincent in 1783 that Canada ought to be surrendered, and his opinion that by not surrendering it, we were retaining, quote, a running sore, the source of endless disquiet and expense, and that if this fair occasion for giving up Canada is neglected, nothing but difficulty in either keeping or resigning it will ever after be known. Benjamin Disraeli was not indifferent to the power of England. He stands in popular imagination, and not quite without reason, as the forerunner of imperialism. But he wrote in 1852 to Lord Malmesbury, quote, these wretched colonies will all be independent in a few years and are a millstone round our neck. Close quote. The leaders of the Manchester School, who represented the ideas of the Benthamite liberalism, assuredly deplored the existence of our colonial empire. If proof of this be needed, read these extracts from the writings of Richard Cobden. It could be made manifest to the trading and industrious portions of this great nation, who have no honors or interested ambition of any kind at stake in the matter, that while our dependencies are supported at an expense to them in direct taxation of more than 5 millions annually, they serve but as gorgeous and ponderous appendages to swell our ostensible grandeur, but in reality to complicate and magnify our government expenditure without improving our balance of trade. Surely, under such circumstances, it would become at least a question for anxious inquiry with a people so overwhelmed with debt, whether those colonies should not be suffered to support and defend themselves as separate and independent existences. Time doesn't really change much. It's just the authors that change much. We look at Israel today as a burden, as a millstone round our neck, as we continue to fight war after war to advance Israel's concerns in the Near and Middle East, sharpening our swords now with Iran. At what point do we just cut the ties there? I mean, after all, it's kind of like a red-headed stepchild pawned off on us by the Rothschilds. They created that, a legitimate box of rocks. Let them underwrite it if they want. But we ought not do it any longer, nor should we trouble ourselves with it, nor shall we tolerate 81 of our Congress who are being financed by the Israelis to go over to Israel on a husband-wife, all-expenses-paid junket on their summer vacation. And I guess the evangelists are carrying around some special bus that got bombed the hell out of, full of Israeli military, apparently, and they take the bus and they display it at churches to drum up support for Israel among the evangelical Christians. Amazing. Back to inquiring into the original of our ideas of beauty and virtue, Francis Hutcheson. He closes his book this way. But the reflections, well, back up, Willie. Let's just give it again. But there's abundant probability deduced from the whole frame of nature. This would be the laws of nature and nature's God, which seems, as far as we know, plainly contrived for the good of the whole. And the casual evils seem the necessary concomitants of some mechanism designed for vastly prevalent good. This very moral sense, implanted in rational agents to delight in and admire whatever actions flow from a study of the good to others, is one of the strongest evidences of goodness in the author of nature. But these reflections are, no way, so universal as the opinion, nor are they often inculcated by anyone. What then more probably leads mankind into that opinion is this: the obvious frame of the world gives us ideas of boundless wisdom and power in its author. Such a being we cannot conceive indigent, and must conclude happy and in the best state possible, since he or it can still gratify himself. The best state of rational agents and their greatest and most worthy happiness, we are necessarily led to imagine must consist in a universal, efficacious benevolence. And hence we conclude the deity benevolent in the most universal, impartial manner. Nor can we well imagine what else deserves the name of perfection but benevolence, and those capacities or abilities which are necessary to make it effectual, such as wisdom and power. At least we can have no other valuable conception of it. It's altogether too often we get wrapped up in the perfectibility of man, the little g, God-man, always out there trying to improve upon nature. Why, we can improve the weather. We can improve the water. We can improve the soil. We can increase productivity. We can mine this. We can occupy this. We can occupy that. Let's colonize this. Let's spread imperialism here. And yet, if we were to listen to the founders and the simplicity and observe carefully in recognition and respect the laws of nature and of nature's God, if we can understand that all men are created equal under that, in the auspices, moving in that direction always. If we can understand that there is a certain equality of all people in all places, at all times, insofar as that they were all endowed by their Creator with certain self-evident, unalienable rights. If we can look at the gift of a representative system of government for what it is, truly a gift, where we institute our own governments to advance our own lives and liberty and happiness and prosperity and property. If we can understand the genius of the separation of powers into three heads, if we can understand the concept of limited government, and if we can reinstill in the minds of everyone these basic principles which made our system so unique in time and in place and in space, if we can understand that it was the crown and parliament assembled in the great minds of England and Europe to set the colonies free initially, and that the war for independence was inevitable, as was the struggle between the North and the South with the specious line of slavery. Emancipation was already well underway in every other country and was coming here too. Now's the time to get busy, folks. It's time for action. Cogitating and modulating ain't going to get this job done. I'll be back tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio. The